Officials from the federal government will be in Endicott today for a public meeting on the long-awaited IBM Workplace Health Study. They examined cancer and other disease rates among 34,000 former workers spanning three decades at the company's Endicott plant. As Matt Richmond reports, the meeting may give former workers their first chance to confront representatives from IBM.
Like many in Endicott, Wanda Hudak has a long history with IBM. There's a clear view of the company's campus, now the Huron campus, from the garden in her backyard. She's lived in Endicott her whole life, worked at IBM as a nurse during the 70s, before becoming the town's representative on the county legislature.
I'm a real hard-nosed, I love Endicott girl, okay? My dad worked in the Endicott Johnson factory. My mom was a wonderful seamstress, made a good living doing that. I went to school at Union Endicott.
Hudak is president of the Western Broome Environmental Stakeholders Coalition, the group that began lobbying years ago for a study of disease rates among former workers. She spent much of her life confronting injuries and diseases at the plant.
As a nurse, when you tell me that you found non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, I see the woman that walked in my first aid and asked me to check the lump under her arm. She's dead now. When you tell me cancer, I think of my neighbor.
While the study, conducted by the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, did not make a direct link between the IBM plant and the deaths of former workers, it did find elevated rates of certain cancers and neurological diseases. Hudak wasn't surprised by those findings. She says now she's just disappointed in IBM for refusing to take responsibility and make things right in Endicott.
It kills me every time I go back. And I think, you know, in the Watson days, you could walk past here over that bridge, McKinley Avenue Bridge, and I used to walk with pride. I was an IBM industrial nurse, and I loved it.
The study looked at the health records of 34,494 workers who were employed at the plant between 1969 and 2001. An IBM spokesman declined to be interviewed about the study's findings. Researchers did find a lower percentage of cancer deaths among workers at the Endicott plant than in the overall population. That's not surprising, says Richard Clapp, a retired Boston University epidemiologist.
And that's because the general population includes people too sick to work. So the death rates are inevitably going to be higher in that population than they will be in working people.
It's what's known as the healthy worker effect. Clapp says it's worth noting that the study still found increased rates of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, rectal cancer, and certain neurological diseases. Two of the chemicals used at the plant, known as TCE and PCE, have long been a source of concern among Endicott residents. Clapp says the study is being watched worldwide in places where these chemicals are still used.
A lot of these printed circuit and especially semiconductor manufacturing operations have moved overseas. For example, right now in Korea is a major effort to get Samsung to use safer chemicals in the semiconductors that they're manufacturing.
Decaf, and there's a couple flavors here.
At his coffee shop across North Street from Building 18, Mark Bacon is watching too. He's one of the many Endicott residents who has had to install a venting system in his basement. A spill of TCE and PCE underneath Building 18 and the spread of fumes into basements is what first caused widespread concerns about the chemicals used at the plant.
This is ground zero of the spill.
Bacon's building stands all alone. All his neighbors were bought out, the building's torn down, and replaced with parking lots. But the previous owner refused to sell when IBM first came around. An IBM successor, Endicott Interconnect, offered him much less. Now he's stuck.
I would have been out of here day one. I tried to tell him just what I had in the building, and I'm gone.
Bacon's part of a lawsuit against IBM. He says he's gotten a letter from his lawyer once a year for 12 years now, telling him to be patient. In Binghamton, I'm Matt Richmond for WRVO News.